will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm a writer and investigator in California. Here with me once again is Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley history. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Rob. How are you doing? You know, you introduce yourself as this entrepreneur and investigator, but really what your background is you're a radio announcer. And that's what gives you that talent to be able to interview me and others is because you're a good interviewer.
Well, thanks, Ray. I do appreciate that. Yeah, I did broadcasting for 20 years. So,
yeah.
It was one of those fields that, and as we've talked about in other podcasts, finding out what resonates with you and where your talents lie. And for some reason, that was something that I gravitated towards. That entire time, I was also an investigator, and I did other things, and then I went out and studied writing and became a writer. And
well, you were an investigating reporter, right? You're
Sure. Uh-huh.
You are a true journalist. You weren't one of the fake journalists.
Right, exactly. And I also took a lot of effort to make sure that I controlled my biases because, you know, you have biases. Everybody does. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to insert them into everything. And you don't, and activist journalists don't work. I guess they do now. I mean, it's almost everybody's an activist journalist now. But I made efforts to make sure that that wasn't the case for me. So that's why it works well when I'm talking to you, because I can go into a conversation with you and we can discuss a topic that I have no idea about. And I can open up the conversation, but I don't have to go in there and say, this is what I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I do put my opinion into the podcast, but it's not in that way.
We need more accuracy in journalism. We need to have less bias. We need to have more openness, as you would in journalism. And that's what this podcast is a journalistic item. We refer to it as a podcast. It's supposed to be for learning, for people to grow and learn and become better at some particular area. So that's what the purpose of this podcast is, really, is to help people become better at life, as you would, not just as a CEO, but this podcast is open to anyone who wants to improve.
Right. It's and the podcast in general, meaning the entire body of this podcast from all the versions is it's not propaganda. It's based on knowledge so that people understand. It's good stuff. It's just good stuff. So like in this podcast, we're talking about innovation and the things that tie our hands in innovation, things that can ruin our creative teams. This isn't about propaganda. This is about understanding the dynamics of business and what works and what doesn't work. And that's why being able to pick your brain is so valuable to me and to all the podcast listeners out there. So let's talk about this, ways in which innovation can be stifled in our businesses and our organizations, because a lot of people that are listening to this either want to be entrepreneurs or are entrepreneurs, but there are other people who are just interested in the life advice that you offer. So, you know, they have families and they, you know, experience roles of leadership and also serving others. And this all this stuff has value in those areas as well. And I found this list that sparked my interest on the subject. This list, it's not one of your lists, but it's certainly the kind of thing that you would come up with. So I wanted to ask you to see if you agree with the statement, if you could add something to it or make a change to it, what would you do? Let's start with number one, fear. According to this list, fear is the single biggest reason why most organizations and individuals do not achieve their full potential. Fear failure.
I agree. Fear is probably the biggest deterrent to success. if you lack courage, because the opposite of fear is courage. Mm-hmm. If you lack courage, then you won't be able to pursue your dream or your mission. Fear is a great deterrent to innovation because of that. You just don't want to fail. Failure is part of growing. We all fail to some extent, and that's how we grow. For example, a little child learning to walk, he will fall down, and that's failing, as you would. But you know darn well that if you don't start with that first step, you're never going to learn to walk. And so, you're going to fall down. And so becoming an entrepreneur or a successful CEO or leader, you have to be willing to fall, be willing to fail, as you would, being willing to get up again and get back on that horse if you get bucked off. And so, if you ever watched a rodeo and watched the bucking broncos and the wild bull and riding those bulls, there's some danger there. Life in general is dangerous, as you would, because of the potential for failure. Learning to walk is potential for failure because you're going to fall down. So you have to be willing to fall. A mistake is only a mistake if it's not corrected. So the mistake of falling down is not getting up again, or not getting back on that horse, mm-hmm. or not solving that problem. If you look at the very first automobile, Model T Ford, as you would, it looks nothing like compared to the cars. I mean, comparing the Model T Ford to what we have today is just, it's night and day.
You mentioned leadership. The next one is on leadership, and it's really about the lack of leadership. One of the enemies of innovation being the lack of leadership.
Leadership is very similar to being a parent. You have to set the example. And we know with all the crime that we have today, especially in the big cities, it's all reflected on the fact that there's not a family, like an image, like a father image. And a leader or entrepreneur, I use that term father in the sense of a leader. There's, mm-hmm. there's just no father leading that organization, trying to compare that to the family, having that father image, as you would. And I know there's a lot of wonderful female CEOs out there.
Sure. Yeah.
But I'm still using it, even if they're a female CEO, that's kind of the father. They're still the father of their organization. And so you know what a father's role is. A father's role is to provide for the family, to protect the family, and sustain the family. That's what a CEO does. They provide, they sustain, they protect, and they lead by example. The key to leadership is having that father role, as you would, that father responsibility, being the father of that organization.
How troubling, the next one on the list is short-term thinking. How troubling is that?
Well, it's like buggy whip manufacturer, and you ignore the fact that there's a car being designed. Short-term thinking is believing that buggy whip is going to be around forever. It's called the buggy whip phenomena, that short-term mentality.
Yeah.
I mean, you may do well until that idea runs afoul, like the pet rock or something. Short-term thinking is focusing only on the near term, not looking at having to continue innovating your product. Look at the first Apple iPhone compared to what the current model is. I think it's a 14 or 15, whatever the current level is. It's night and day. It's just like the first car. It doesn't look anything like the car today. So you have to build on what you know and keep growing and innovating and being creative and not sitting back and just assuming that pet rock is going to last forever, as you would. So for those of you who don't know what a pet rock is, that was something that happened back in the...
They took a rock and they glued eyeballs on it.
Yeah, and you can make a pet out of it. I don't know.
Yeah, and that was your pet rock. That was it. Somebody came up with this idea. People made bundles of money by gluing those little plastic eyeballs onto a rock.
Well, you go online, you can still buy a pet rock, by the way. It's nothing like it was back in the 60s, but you can still buy them, but they're not very innovative. They're not very creative, as you would. And so, short-term thinking is not looking that things are going to change. I guarantee you the only thing that is going to change is change.
Yeah, so, right. And that leads directly into this last one here we'll discuss, is that there are lots of ideas out there, but no delivery to the market. That is an enemy of innovation.
Right. What kind of an invention doesn't lead to a product? You can't call an invention if it doesn't lead to a product.
Yeah. I mean, it's an idea. An idea can be anything. Like I have an idea that right. I can use a bundle of rubber bands and launch a rocket ship to Mars.
Yeah.
But that's an unrealistic, that's just an idea.
An idea without a product is strictly an idea. When you become innovative, that means you're going to create, not just think. Thinking, you know, without doing is really daydreaming, as you would. So, you know, in your thinking, there's got to be some doing. So you got to go from the thinking to the doing. And it's the doing that really is, now we're back to the first one, which is fear. The doing is if I never do it, then I don't have to fear it. Fearing not doing it, as you would. You got to go from the thinking phase to the doing phase.
Our listeners here at Tough Things First can join the conversation. If they're not satisfied with just listening, they can reach out to you at toughthingsfirst.com. Make the recommendations for the topics they'd like to hear about. If you have questions, if you have comments, they're always welcome. You can follow Ray on X. You can also follow Ray at Facebook and LinkedIn. And of course, pick up Ray's books, Tough Things First and The Zen of Zen 1, 2, and 3. You won't regret it. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.